Plumb the depths of my butt, anal MILFs 20. Mature woman, anal sex. Copyright 2020 by Tori Westwood. Narrated by Allison O'Keefe. Plumb the depths of my butt, anal MILFs 20. The last thing I needed when I woke up that morning was an inch of water on the kitchen floor. I'd splashed my way in to make breakfast before realizing my feet really shouldn't have been wet. My husband had gone to work so early, it must have happened after he'd left. I don't know much about plumbing, but a quick look under the kitchen sink told me all I needed to know. I'm pretty sure pipes aren't supposed to continually splutter out water. Like I say, I'm no expert, but I'm taking a wild guess. Now, it just so happens that Charlie, an older lodger of ours, is in the plumbing trade. If there's one person he can drop everything for, it has to be his ex-landlady, but I haven't seen hide nor hair of him since he got his new squeeze, Natalie. I grabbed my cell and dialed his number rapidly, wondering what the hell I could do to clean up the mess in the kitchen. It seemed impossible. "Hey, Charlie," I said with urgency. "Mrs. Henderson?" "Hey, honey, how are you? Listen, I need a favor, a big favor."
"I'm good. What is it?"
"A damn pipe has burst or something, and there's water all over the kitchen."
"Have you turned it off?"
"Turned what off?" I said slowly.
"The water. Turn the water off. There should be a valve somewhere under the sink. Turn it until the leak stops."
I crouched beneath the sink, my toes in the water as I held the phone to my ear. "I can see something twistable."
"Good. Twist it," Charlie said on the other end of the line. In the background, I could hear his girlfriend asking who he was talking to. Is it stopping?" Charlie asked.
"It's stopping."
"Good. I'll be over in 20 minutes. Don't touch anything."
In the meantime, I grabbed a mop and bucket and tried to shift some of the water. After a lot of soaking and twisting and draining, I'd managed to get most of the water off the floor. By the time Charlie arrived, it looked freshly mopped.
"Hey, Mrs. Henderson,"
he said, leaning in to peck me on the cheek.
"Nice to see you," I said, rubbing his arm. "Just a shame it's under these circumstances."
"We'll get it fixed up good as new," he said.
Charlie wore his blue boiler suit and work belt. He looked every bit the man I'd often fantasized about. The guy who came around your house to fix the fridge and wound up getting way more than he bargained for. As a lonely housewife, I was predisposed to attach myself to these infrequent visitors. But when the visitor is half your age, it kind of changes the dynamic a little bit. I donned my jeans and t-shirt so that Charlie didn't have to see me in my dressing gown. I thought it was the least I could do.
"So, what's the prognosis?" I asked, hand on hips. "Well, I need to get a look at the pipe," he said. I pointed under the sink. "Let's see."
I crouched behind him as he squatted and peered beneath the sink.
"Looks like some corrosion," he said slowly, picking at the pipe. "You see here?"
I nodded and hummed as though I knew what was going on.
"Want to take a look?"
"Sure," I said, and I took his place when he stood aside.
"See the white deposit on the pipe?" he said.
I flicked at it with my hand and it came free.
"Looks like salt." "Kind of," Charlie said.
I leaned in a little more for a closer look and lost my balance. I fell forward and put my hands out to steady myself, hitting the stopcock back on and sending a blast of water against me out of the broken pipe.
"Whoa!"
I cried, scrambling for the lever and spluttering. The water blasted my chest and face, and I reached under desperately, gripping the stopcock and twisting it shut. I turned back to Charlie, who was trying not to laugh, and shook my hands out in front of him. I could see his shoulders bouncing, and he covered his face. My nipples were cool and stiff beneath my shirt, punching out against the wet fabric and leaving nothing to the imagination. I saw Charlie's eyes arrive at them, and then he averted his gaze, laughing a little less now as the sinful thoughts wound their way into his craw. "I guess I'll go change," I said, wiping my face with a smile. Upstairs, I donned yet another t-shirt and gave my blonde hair a brief toweling before heading back down to Charlie, who was by now busy at work. I leaned against the kitchen door and watched him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?